I guess I should say that this is an interview with Jerry and Elsie Post on July 17th, 1993, by Ann Hamilton.
Okay, you want us kind of pitch
a little bit like that? No, I mean, this thing will pick up. I use this in class, and it picks up.
Every little racket.
Everything.
That's interesting. Remind me not to bounce.
Dr. Marshall would probably get a real kick out of that. She's a hoot. She's really a hoot.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You guys started dating in 1950. That's very convenient because this oral history is over the 50s and 60s.
That's when we did, isn't it?
And so, you can just do however it was, I mean, what your families were like, and what it was like when y'all started dating.
Mm-hmm. You know, you want any background on our knowing, having known each other in high school?
Yeah.
In the 40s?
Yeah. Because that leads us all.
41.
47 was when I moved to Navasota, Texas from Omaha, Nebraska. 13 and 14 that March. Ninth grade. And I skipped half of the ninth grade because I had gone in. We went half a semester system in Nebraska whereby I was really an eighth grader at one time. So it's a little bit different in the 40s there at that point.
Did y'all meet?
We met in high school, and he was 14 months my junior, one of those brilliant kids who skipped fourth.
And woo!
He's only 59 and I'm 60.
You robbed the cradle.
I did rob the cradle. He's one of those smart kids that finished elementary, or he went entered elementary school and skipped the third and fourth grade, and so he was somewhat younger.
Well, in the 40s, the laws changed. Schools became 12 years instead of 11.
So in Texas.
In Texas. So students in school above, I guess, beyond the first grade would then have to skip a grade. Because by law, they weren't required to go but 11 years.
That's what was happening in Nebraska.
Everybody in those days skipped a grade, wherever they were.
I never knew that school was just 11 years.
It had been.
Yeah, let them go.
In Texas.
At some point in time, I don't remember when it's there. That's the way it was.
So y'all.
So you didn't go but 11 years.
Y'all were in high school. And what grade were you in, Miss Pete? When y'all met?
When we met, we both were ninth graders. And he used to sit behind me. My name was Plattner, his name Post. And alphabetically, he sat behind me and he prod my rear with his cowboy boots. And he'd say, "Hi, Omihaha, do you know what the temperature is in Omihaha this morning?" Little did I know that he would be my husband for 38 years.
Oh my gosh,
funny,
that's
ha-ha.
Funny.
And every now and then I still ask you, do you know what the temperature is in Omaha this morning?
Frequently. Aren't you glad you
only now we
here?
Can watch the Weather Channel and other things and find out.
But at least he wasn't.
But in those days I would listen to the radio. Because that's all we had. There's no TV. So I would tune in. Radios, you could get clear channel stations from all over the country if you would listen to them.
Did you get from all over the country?
Yeah.
Was there FM or?
No.
Just AM?
Well, FM existed, but there were no real broadcast stations in FM in those days. That came about. That's because of other things, but the FM really didn't come into its own until into the 50s.
So y'all, let's see.
So AM radio was full of things like WSB, its own 750, which you could get all over the eastern two-thirds of the country. You could get a station in all the major cities just about on some frequency at night all over the dial. So you could listen to Omaha and St. Louis and Chicago and Atlanta, L.A.
So did y'all, I mean, like, we know we're in high school, you would sit around, did y'all sit around and, like, listen to the radio? I mean, were there, like, radio shows on?
Oh, yes.
That y'all, instead of sitting around and watching TV?
Oh, yeah.
You said.
You had regular shows on every night.
Jack Benny, Charlie McCarthy, and Edgar Bergen.
That there were regular schedules, yeah, that carried into the 50s.
I remember that the 40s.
TV really started coming into the 50s. And really up until about the middle 50s, there were still radio serial shows or regular weekly scheduled shows, comedy, mystery, or whatever, and television first started with a whole new group of notable stars that had not really been on radio originally because it was still experimental up to about 53 or 4. The new guys like the Jackie Gleasons and some of those started coming along. Live 1 hour dramas by Westinghouse, General Motors, and you know, the theater type shows were regulars, but people like Bob Hope and Jack Benny and all of those then started getting into television as a weekly show, and then radio phased out. That took until about the middle of the 50s for that to really happen.
They kind of waited and see if it was going to work before they delved into the people who were already popular on radio.
And of course, when TV first started as a regular broadcast medium, most stations only signed on about 5 or 6 o'clock with some kid shows, and then maybe a half hour local news followed by a half hour or maybe even 15 minutes of the network news, and then prime time, so to speak, from 8 till 11. And then the local news came on at, well, in the central time zone at 10 o'clock, 10:30. The TV station signed off. Later, they started showing old movies after the news at 10:30 until about midnight, and then would sign off.
Well, I remember how snowy those
Well, we lived in, since we lived out in the middle of Central Texas, the only stations were in Houston that you could get originally. So people would put up their tall antennas, towers, and pick up television from nominally 60 or 70 miles away. That's about as far as it reached.
And of course, there was no such thing as cable or pay TV. It was a foreign. No one thought about that.
Well, so you guys started dating in the 40s because you were
no
in 50.
We really started dating when we got off to college.
Oh no, we entered college in 54. He and I, we double dated. And the girl that he was madly in love with, Jane, I won't say her last name, and we double date. I was another guy, he was Jane. He'd take me home first because I was so dull, and then he'd take my date home, and then he and Jane would go off and make whoopee. Neck, in other words.
How did
you
y'all
censor that?
How did y'all wind up
together?
Together.
Well, it was kind of a lonesome, dull summer, and he was desperate for a date or somebody just to go out with, so he called me, I guess. I don't remember. How did that turn out? How did that happen?
After we had already gone off to college.
I had been at the University of Nebraska, and he had been at Texas State. We didn't date during high school at all. I was a wallflower.
But you were in love with your daughter.
Until I went to the University of Nebraska, then I blossomed.
Yeah. All those boys brought it out of you. So y'all
I didn't have any chaperones.
So y'all were in college.
College kids.
So y'all don't remember, like, okay, on my chronology thing that I did here. Where is this? Oh, in 1950, do y'all remember anything about McCarthy when he went all anti-commie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember that well. Of course, I was on McCarthy's side. I felt that everything and everybody was communist.
Did you really?
And all of the Hollywood people. When I thought about it.
Why did you? I mean, was it because of, like, was there propaganda, do you think? I mean, when you think back on it, do you think that it was propaganda that...
Well, when listening to the radio, we had just survived World War II.
Right.
And the next known enemy would be Soviet Russia. And even my dad, back prior to the conclusion of World War II, said our next major enemy would be Russia, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And that the communists were the first to be feared.
So that started brewing during World War II?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And so after it was over,
after the conclusion of the war, we were very anti-Russia.
And so that's where the anti-communists... So McCarthy, did McCarthy really go... I mean, they have it... I had it in the book, McCarthy launches anti-communist crusade. Were the Rosenbergs arrested on communist?
They were arrested as spies.
As atomic spies? That's what the book had.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I don't remember when they were arrested. 50 was the year we got out of high school and started going to college. Korean War broke out. I was in Houston at a Boy Scout camp congregation prior to boarding trains to go to Valley Forge on Camp Marie. The night we were in Houston leaving and getting on board the train was the day that the North Koreans crossed into South Korea. And that I remember. You remember where you are with things like that. You know, everybody later in the 60s, you know, when Kennedy was shot, you remember when the Korean War invasion, the Korean invasion started. You remember even, we're old enough to remember, of course, where we were, what we were doing when Pearl Harbor was attacked in 41. So, but then after that summer, that was June of 50 when the invasion took place. Of course, that September is when we went off to college. Well, I went to NM. It was, you know, strictly ROTC in those days in military school. You either took ROTC or you were a veteran. So going to that college, you know, I knew someday I was going to be commissioned and going to the military. That's all there was to it.
So you expected to go to Korea?
No, didn't necessarily expect that, but because as it turned out, of course, the Korean ceasefire took place, I guess, about 3 years later. Well, I didn't get out of college in 59. I knew I would go into the military at some point in time. The only other thing, I don't remember that the Rosenbergs were arrested in 50. I remember that I think the day they were 2 or 3, I think they were arrested. I was on my way to summer camp. I was a junior in college. On the way to Arizona to summer camp when that occurred. Because I remember listening, we were in the car going across the middle of Arizona, headed to Las Vegas or somewhere when that happened, when it was announced that they were going to execute.
How about, do you remember anything in my book? It says in 1950, that French-controlled Vietnam receives U.S. financial aid and military advisors. And it was kind of, you know, showing us how long Vietnam, the thing in Vietnam was building up before we actually started going over there fighting.